From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is lashing Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain, but thankfully appears to be sparing them a direct hit. This is U.S. Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan.
We expect Irma to continue moving to the west-northwest through the southeastern Bahamas and then between the central and northwest Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba. That'll take us through Friday and Friday night. And then on Saturday, we expect Irma to begin to turn northward and take a track that will bring it very close to the southern Florida peninsula by early Sunday, and then a track near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida over on Sunday and Sunday night, and then over the southeast United States coast, somewhere in the vicinity of the Georgia or South Carolina coastline on Monday.
The storm tore up the island of Barbuda, leaving it, quote, barely habitable, according to Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown. He said, "What I saw was heart-wrenching, I mean absolutely devastating. About 95% of all the buildings on the island were either destroyed or damaged." President Trump is warning that it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against it. The president spoke from the White House Thursday alongside Kuwait's emir.
"Hopefully we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea."
The president said that for the past 25 years, U.S. administrations experienced that the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A federal appeals court has rejected President Trump's narrow view of who should be allowed to enter the U.S. under his travel ban, which restricts entry into the country of citizens from six Muslim-majority nations and halts admissions of refugees from all over the world. A three-judge panel in the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously ruled Thursday that grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the United States should not be kept from entering the country. The court also said refugees admitted by a resettlement agency should not be kept out. Scientists have accused the alcohol industry of misleading the public over the link between consuming alcohol and cancer. Researchers from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine compare the actions with the tobacco industry's attempts to dispute the link between smoking and lung cancer. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
Professor Mark Pettigrew of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine led the research. Pettigrew compares the industry's actions with those of the tobacco giants, which for a long time disputed the link between cancer and smoking.
So in the UK, about 4% of cancers are attributable to alcohol consumption. I think what's important to remember is that the risk itself is quite low for people who consume at low levels. But the fact is that the information about the risk that is disseminated by these organizations is distorted and misrepresented.
The report says further research is urgently needed about whether the alcohol industry is distorting information on other risks, such as cardiovascular disease. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
New research indicates that opioid abuse may be significantly reducing the number of prime working-age people who hold jobs in the United States. Studies show the percentage of men between 25 and 54 who are working has fallen. Workforce participation has been falling for decades, largely because the average age of the workforce is rising and more people are retiring. About 143 million Americans could be affected by a cyber attack on the credit reporting company Equifax. The company said Thursday the hackers obtained names, social security numbers, birth dates, and addresses of more than 40% of the U.S. population. Additionally, limited personal information was also compromised for some in Britain and Canada. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.